I'm joined by Amelia Cavallo and Sarah Hubolt, who are the cast of Flight Paths for Extant Theatre Company. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well. So, could you tell me what Flight Paths is?
Flight Paths is a multidisciplinary theatre show that mixes storytelling, aerial circus. We do aerial silks and also various types of multimedia. So we've got screen projections, pre-recorded voices. It's loads of different things all at once.
And why are you guys involved with Extant?
We're both partially sighted. I actually live in Australia, and for me, being, you know, the only real professional circus performer in Australia, it gets a bit lonely. And so I met Amelia a few months back, and I'd always known about Extant. And when I met the director of Extant, Maria Oshotti, she invited me to be part of this project. So for me, it's a very special project in terms of coming all the way to England to being part of a show that's about blind culture and working with other people within my community.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing that's worth noting is that everybody who's present on stage, there's Sarah and me live on stage, and then there's two other performers who are there in the pre-records and on the multimedia. We're all not British people. We're all international people coming into a space to discuss what it means to have shared experiences of blindness, despite or because of, you know, being from different places.
And would you be able to give a brief synopsis? I know you probably don't want to give too much away, but what Flight Paths is.
Okay, so brief synopsis. Bum, bum, bum. Basically, there's myself who's in a position of kind of being established in the UK as an international person, as an immigrant, as an American. And there's also the other two performers who are in the pre-records, Takashi Kikuchi and Victoria Uwawari. And we are sharing with Sarah, as an Australian person who wants to come and be in the same geographical space with us, how we do that. And so we discuss various issues about, you know, navigating new environments, also navigating various governmental policies that you have to, which are not always very friendly to immigrants, and also the different privileges that different people from different countries have. So Victoria is Nigerian. She's going to have her own version of the story. Takashi is Japanese. He's going to have his own version of the story, et cetera, et cetera. And then intermixed with that is this story of Hoichi, which is a Japanese story that's about these blind itinerant musicians who were quite revered. And there was the Biwahoshi, which were the men, and the Goze, which were the women, and it all kind of interlinks into this big mashup about, again, blind culture, like Sarah said.
And where is this going to be happening?
We're premiering in Harlow, and then we go to Stratford Circus, and then we go to Mould and Leicester, and then the Albany, and then Wolverhampton.
And what dates are people able to catch it? Because I believe you're doing something to help blind and partially sighted people come and see the show.
That's not our remit. That's the Extant office have set up some lovely things to help blind and partially sighted people come. But the dates, we open
on the 5th of February in Harlow, and then we're on the 8th and 9th of February in London at Stratford Circus, and then we're on the 15th and 16th of February in Mould. Then in Leicester, we are, I think, the 18th and 19th of February. And then the Albany, I believe it's the 1st and the 2nd of March. And Wolverhampton, the 5th of March.
And I know you said there it's more extant to organise something. Do you guys have any information on that? Or would you be able to point people in the direction if they are in the local area and wanted to come and see it?
Every show has a touch tour prior to the show where people will be able to experience some of the elements of the show.
Yeah, so they'll get the set and some of the costumes maybe. There's audio description integrated throughout the entire piece. And I think if, in terms of getting to spaces, if you go to the Extant website, which is extant.org.uk, you can contact people who will give you information on that. There's a contact us page and you can email.
And if anybody wanted more information on Flight Paths itself, have you got a website for that?
Same one.
For people that don't know what Extant is, could you give a brief synopsis?
So Extant is the UK's leading company of blind and visually impaired people, and they specialise in usually quite experimental theatre, as you will discover if you are lucky enough to come and see Flight Paths, which I think everybody listening should. And so they work a lot of times with types of performance that are not usually associated with blind people, so aerial circus being one of them, you know, like very visual types of styles of work to see what happens when us blindies come in and, you know, mess with the system, I guess.
And is it all going to be, as you said, there's going to be audio description. Will that, I imagine it's going to rely quite heavily on that with the fact that it is a very visual piece.
Audio description is woven into the show, and then anything that's missed will be covered in the touch tour prior. So I'd encourage everyone to come to the touch tour. It's, for me, being the first extant project that I've worked on, it's been phenomenal to see how we're weaving the audio description in, and it's a world first in terms of the embedded audio description and circus aerials. So if you've never known what circus is, this is the show to come to.
For sure, yeah.
Amelia and Sarah from Flight Pass, thank you very much for speaking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.